Halloween night at the IU Auditorium, it's the Cat and the Canary, accompanied by our guest, Dennis James. Dennis, thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
The Cat and the Canary, a durable piece. The film that you'll be accompanying comes from 1922. It's been remade at least four times, one of which included Bob Hope. And there's even been a satire on it. Murder by Death, I think, was a send-up of The Cat and the Canary.
Exactly.
Tell us a little bit, when you came last time, you were accompanying The Phantom of the Opera. This particular piece is one that perhaps people aren't quite so familiar with.
Well, they're familiar in the sense of all of the cliches that were introduced in it. It's got the haunted mansion. It's got the reading of the will. It's got the heirs that one of whom is deciding to knock off his competitors one by one, because the will, the idea is that this person inherits all the money, and if that person doesn't survive the night, well, then it goes to the next person in line. And so it's one of these murder mysteries that has all of these cliches that made it so popular when it was introduced as a stage play in the 1920s. And when it was made into a Hollywood movie, it was indeed still a success, a very fine movie. Creighton Hale is the star. He's a name that doesn't make it through Hollywood history, but he was the stage star that performed it to great success in New York. And so he was brought out to Hollywood to be the lead. The comic part, which Bob Hope did so well in the sound remake. His co-star is Laura LaPlante, and in all of the texts, they call her the buxom blonde, because she's quite attractive, cut quite a figure, as they say. And she was a leading lady of the time. Again, a name that did not make it down through history to the point that people today would know. But 80 years ago, she was a big star. And so the cast is fine. And the story is very well told, perfectly directed by Paul Lenny. And Paul Lenny was a German import, and he had worked on the seminal horror movie, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, a very famous German expressionist film that set up all the basic tenets for the horror genre. And he brought all of his sense of stagecraft and for filmmaking to the screen, and does a beautiful job filming the movie and organizing the plot so that it becomes very cinematic. All in all, it's really entertaining, just a marvelous, what we call a comedy mystery horror movie.
We're talking with Dennis James, who will be accompanying at the organ The Cat and the Canary at the IU Auditorium on Halloween Eve. Dennis, notes say that the score cues come from popular pieces of the time and also the classics. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you use?
Yes, it's what's called a compilation method, and these were suggestions of music to play for each scene. And there would be indications on the sheet, sort of an outline of the film with indications of pieces, particular pieces chosen. But it was up to the musician to decide if they wanted to play the suggestions or to substitute with perhaps even more appropriate pieces that they had in their own library. Titles that indicate exactly what they are. For instance, I have one called Conspiracy, and when you play it, it sounds like people conspiring. I have Mysteriosos, and these are pieces for mystery, and I'll be playing a lot of those for The Cat and the Canary. There's Agitados for agitated scenes, and there's chase pieces, hurry pieces, love pieces, plaintive melodies, and you would string them together so that when the musician puts the score together, he's able to do it and then perform it as though it was a single piece.
We've been talking with Dennis James. He comes to the IU Auditorium on the 31st Halloween night for a production of the film The Cat and the Canary. I'm George Walker.